Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions. With me, Yudalee Wickham-Ashby. And today, I'm extremely pleased to share with you a presentation done back in March when Barbados commemorated the Month of the Disabled, and Barnard invited Mr. Anthony Green, the station manager of Starcom Network, to be our featured speaker at our inaugural Lunch and Learn lecture. So enjoy as Mr. Green sought to motivate us and encourage us to face the COVID-19 pandemic and any other challenges that we experience in life, to face them with bravery. So take a listen.
I've made a few notes. I'm gonna try not to be long. And if you want to engage me, no problem at all. But there are some things that came very clear to me as I thought about this team, recharge, reset, our season of growth, our season of bloom, as I think the president said. Now, when it comes to recharging, that is absolutely necessary. Absolutely necessary. And here is how I want to simplify recharge. Very often we speak about peace of mind, and I want us to reach for that peace of mind. Peace of mind. As we recharge, let us reach for that peace of mind. Peace of mind, as they say, stay calm. Stay calm. In the midst of a chaotic world, where there are obstacles at every turn, in a dynamic environment, things constantly changing around us, and we are challenged or restricted in one way or another, it is always important to just stop, relax, calm the mind right down, and think clearly. As it is when we are able to think clearly, that we will be able to make greater sense of the direction that we should go in. When we think clearly, we're able to make a greater sense of the direction that we want to go in. That's very important. And this is more difficult to do. It is more difficult to do when the mind is constantly going, constantly fearful, constantly anxious and worried, uncertain. So let's recharge. And step number one is to slow down or stop altogether. And let us reach for that peace of mind. In speaking about recharging, in speaking about staying calm and reaching for that peace of mind, I want to speak for a little bit about an individual with whom you may be familiar. His name is Carson Small. Carson Small was a fantastic individual from the disabled community, just like you. Many of you know him. And he was at the forefront of leading that charge to make sure that persons with disabilities were taken care of, that they were looked out for. And he would do so on radio. Indeed, he's the one that started, I believe, the program Visions that I spoke about that Yudalee took over. So we are familiar with him at Starcom Network, and we love Carson. Oh, God bless him. He would have passed a few years ago, but his memories are rich in our minds at Starcom Network. And let me tell you something about Carson that you probably already know. Always a cool customer. Cool and calm, walking through the building. And it doesn't matter what kind of excitement, anxiety, panic is around him. He just has this cool walk, this cool mannerism in terms of responding to you. And it's amazing. And the thing is, even when I first came to Starcom Network as a boy, I did not realize that Carson had a disability relating to his sight. it's just the way he would calmly walk and open the door and go through. And, you know, he passes you and speaks to you every time. We love this man. And what I want to highlight about him is his calm. That is something that we can take with us. How calm he was in dealing with situations. How calm he was in responding to people. He seemed to be at peace. I mean, no, that Carson would have had his own situations to deal with, but little did he complain, if at all. But he would just go through and go through. Look to talk to the right people, look to talk to get things done. And at the same time, always looking out for his brother, always looking out for his sister, anyone in need that he could assist, he would. What calm and certainty he went through, he took through life with him. And I want us to make sure that we remember that calm, that spirit of calm that Carson walked with. May it encourage us. He is not with us now, but may it encourage us in this time of COVID and this time of uncertainty. May it encourage us to reach for that peace of mind where we ourselves could talk and calm that mind right now. Because as I said, it is easier to go forward if you just stop and allow that mind to calm right down. Your worries and your anxiety to just flow away so that you can think clearly. And sometimes we need help doing that as well. Don't be afraid to reach out for help. If you need help, then seek help. But it is important that that mind be at peace. The second thing I want to talk about is reset. So recharge is one thing, but then we need also to reset. And by resetting, what we can do is we can look to make sure that we have clearly identified goals. Clearly identified goals. There's a need for us to set goals. Set goals, we can relook at our goals, or we can set new goals. And it is essentially important in a time like this where there is what the world is referring to as disruption, major disruption in the normal way of life. So we may have been accustomed to doing things one way. And you can become frustrated if we are no longer able to do those things. And it doesn't seem as though we can find a way to get the things that we need done so that we can continue with our life. And that could be a feeling of despair. Don't be despair, my friend. Rather, make sure that you can set goals if you're not a person that have been setting goals before, that you can relook at your goals. So sometimes you need to stop and say, okay, but things have changed. And if things have changed, then how do I need to reset my goals so that I can move forward or set new goals? Now, in setting goals, if it is difficult to go forward for whatever reason, you may find yourself stuck, then that's a good place to be to look at your goals. Don't be frustrated. Look, take a look. What is it that I want to do with my life? What is it that I want to do in my position? Where is it that I want to get? You know, what do I want to achieve? Right? Think about those things very, very clearly. Look, let me tell you this, the importance of setting goals. I'll tell you this story. There was a frog amidst all of the other frogs on the ground. And this particular frog, in fact, all these frogs decided that they would climb the mountain. So the frogs go out to climb the mountain. And, you know, this mountain was a tough mountain to climb and so forth. And, you know, after a while getting somewhere, they all would drop back down. But there's this one frog that kept climbing and climbing and climbing and wouldn't stop. You know what the other frogs did? Instead of encourage this frog, what they did was to hurl insults at him and say, you will never make it to the top. You can stop. You can come down. Just drop down. There's no way you are going to make it to the top. Stop. and they hurl all kind of insults towards this frog to try to discourage him from climbing this mountain. Can I tell you that despite the insults, this frog continued to climb towards the top of the mountain. And can I tell you, he reached the top of the mountain. Why did he reach the top of the mountain? If you heard it before, you know why. But if you didn't hear it before, the reason that that frog reached the top of the mountain, even though many were discouraging him and hurling insults at him, is because the frog was deaf. He could not hear. He didn't hear the insults. He couldn't hear them. That is a lesson for us. It is difficult to stop a man who is focused on his goals. It is difficult to stop a woman who is focused on her goals, who is prepared to shut out all the noise, all the discouragement, all of the negativity, and stay focused on going forward to achieve the things that they have set down to achieve. Nobody can stop you if you continue to be focused. Shut up those distractions and move ahead. Starts with setting those goals. What is it that you are gifted in? What is it that you can do? What is the opportunity that you have been given? And each of us have been given something, a chance to do something. Let's do it well and let's move forward to take us forward. We just need to start, set those goals. You know, sometimes you start and then everything falls into place. It has happened to us before. Things just start to fall into place. And you were like, I thought this was so difficult. Yes, it may be challenging, but it's amazing how you jump and over hurdles before. You've cleared hurdles, difficult times in your life you've cleared. There's no reason why you cannot do it now. And relook your goals. Don't be afraid to change. This is a time of change, you know. So we look at your goals. Don't feel bad that you might have been able to come so far no further, or that the pandemic has stopped you in your tracks and what you were trying to pursue, you can no longer pursue. The fact remains that this life is a life of change. And very often, it is important to realize that change may come to push you in another direction. So don't stay stuck. Just relook at where you're at and go again. What about setting new goals? Set new goals. Some of the goals may be irrelevant, or maybe you want to put them back until a little later. Okay? Those are important. That is important to be just real with yourself as well. And say, look, this particular situation has my attention now. This is where I am needed. So even though I was going in this particular direction, I really wanted to pursue this particular thing, I understand where I am right now. All of that helps a peace of mind. Coming to an understanding that this is what I have to do now. This is what I have to do now. This is what I have to stay focused on now. That's okay. I'm going to tell you why that's okay in a little while. In fact, in a minute, okay? So don't be afraid to look at those goals, set new goals, but make sure you have goals, something that you're working towards. Doesn't matter how small it is, whether it could be as small as starting a little garden on the outside and watching things grow, you know, or it can be big, it can be bigger, writing a book, you know, whatever it is, an idea that you have. Doesn't matter how small or little, all ideas matter. The fact is, what is inside of you, make sure that you do your best in getting it out of you, because it is there to encourage somebody to play a role in this world somehow and to make a difference. Great. And the last thing I want to share with you is what you have at the end of your theme for today. That is our season of bloom, or our season of growth. Recharge, reset, or a season for growth. Are you ready for growth? Are you ready for Bloom? Go forward in your season of Bloom. Go forward. The reality is that life happens in seasons. Life happens in seasons. It is natural. It is as natural as the sunrise and sunset. There is autumn, there is spring, there is winter, there is summer, seasons. And those seasons help to bring balance to the earth. They exist for a reason. In the same way, our lives have seasons, and they're there to bring balance to our life experience. They're there to teach us something about life, to help us to grow and to move forward. So don't be afraid of the seasons of life. Look, the good thing about seasons is that they have a beginning and they have an ending. But that's a good thing for tough seasons, because we don't want something good to come to an end very often. But you know, there's a saying, all good things must come to an end. The reality is that in our seasons, we have to realize that they will start. There will be a beginning and an end. In the Bible, Ecclesiastes 3:1 tells us that in life, there's a season to everything. Okay? Now, here's the thing about seasons. And why is it important for us to understand? Even in natural, it would not be summer all year long. The balance of life and the earth suggests that there ought to be seasons, even where there is always sunshine in Barbados, in the Caribbean. Thank God we have that sunshine. Some of us can't stand the cold. Some of us like the cold. But even with us, we have seasons too. We have dry season and rainy season, because we would be in trouble if it just stayed dry. We'd be in trouble if it just rained all the time. And there are times where you just have those extended seasons of drought, yes, or lots of rain. But it's important for the balance, for there to be rain, a time for rain, okay, and a time for a dry season. It's important for our crops to grow. It's important. There's a place for seasons. In our lives, it's the same thing. So whatever season you're going through, if it is tough, know that it will come to an end. It will come to an end. But wherever you're at in that season, it's important to understand that there are lessons to be learned along the way. Because and this is where we grow, and this is where we bloom. Because now you are prepared, you are being prepared. You can see yourself as being prepared for another season. For another season of life. So there are good seasons, but there are tough seasons. This is a tough season for the world. But even with COVID-19 and all the lockdowns and all the protocols and so forth, what is next? We can't see around the corner and we don't know. But what we can do is control ourselves. Control our minds to the extent that we can look at things with a bit of optimism and positivity and say to us that, look, even though this season is tough, I am going to learn what I can, do what I can to make sure that I am stronger at the end of it all. I had a tough season in life a few years ago. I have a son, fantastic son, John David, 8 years old, and a wonderful daughter, Rima J, and she is 7 years old. And when my kids were small, I believe they were 4 and 3 at the time, my wonderful wife, she had 3 strokes. That was in 2016, 3 strokes in one episode. There's an activity that happened, an illness, that a very rare illness. that came upon her, and she had 3 strokes as a result. What a season that was. What a season that was. My wife was in hospital for 3 months. You're talking about a bright, beautiful woman. A woman who was very active, who was doing well in her career. She was a wonderful mother and a wonderful wife to her husband. And suddenly, seemed like overnight, life changed. And she was taken down. And she was not only taken down, but she was out for the count. As she laid in ICU with her organs shutting down one by one. Barely breathing and barely staying alive. And the reports were not good at all. At all. And that was the rough season. But I'll tell you something. Through much prayer, I believe that God granted my wife a miracle. And it was days into her illness, and she had not had the strokes as yet. She was just in hospital. Where my young son prayed for my wife, for his mother, seven times. He prayed 7 times in one go. He said, Daddy, I want to pray for mommy. And he prayed and he said, amen. He said, you know, God, please touch your mind and touch your head. And he prayed, and he just prayed 7 times. He said, amen. He said, Daddy, I have prayed a lot now. 7 is the number of completion. You know, I was just in awe. How could this young boy, 3, 4 years old at the time, but he was 4 years old at the time. How is it that he could even understand the significance of the number 7? I don't think that is that he did. I think it was a message from God saying everything is going to be okay. This situation is completely in my hands. It's going to be all right. And from that day onward, I was confident. I was confident that God was with us through this season. Things went from worse to worse, and I was still confident. Excuse me. Things went from worse to worse, and I was still confident. I remember the doctor bringing me in, because I would go for the updates at lunchtime, and, you know, basically she prepared me for the worst. And she asked me if I understood, and I said to her, you know, I do understand, but until we get there, I must believe that she will make it. I must believe that she will make it. And she did. And those doctors did a tremendous job. Those nurses, thank God for them. What's the lesson there? The lesson there is that I recognize that despite the kind of season that it was, my faith was being tested. My patience was being tested. My resilience was being tested. And therefore, my posture through that season was important. It was tough. But I chose to prepare myself to go forward and to go forward with her. Bless God that she continued to live. And now my wife, when she came out of the hospital, she couldn't talk. She couldn't walk. she had a feeding tube. She was just, you know, not the same person that she was as a result of those strokes. But now I can tell you that my wife is walking. My wife is talking. My wife is working. My wife is an awesome mother to her children and an awesome wife to her husband. There was restoration, there was recharge, there was reset, and there was growth. And I thank God for that. So in those times, we must prepare to go forward. We have to get moving in that season of growth. Get moving now. Let's not wait for anything to get better. Don't sit and wait for anything to get better. Make it better for you now. That's part of the test. So that by the time your season turns around, it will already be better. You know why? Because you have something to contribute somewhere to someone who needs to be encouraged, who needs to be blessed, and who needs to be motivated. So let's get moving and celebrate that growth too. Celebrate the little victories. Every time you move a little further. You thought you couldn't make it through the day, but you were able to exhibit that patience. Celebrate and smile at what it is that you're able to achieve. You are able to reach a particular milestone. Say, yes, I did it. Celebrate. Because that helps with the mood. That helps with you being able to pull the pieces together and move forward. That's it. Reach for that peace of mind. Reach for that peace of mind. So important. So important. It makes a difference, a world of a difference to your day, a world of difference to your mood. Things may be challenging, but that is all in the mind. All in the mind. Rest assured that you can make it. May your mind be at peace. And remember, if you need help with that, ask for help. Get help. Stay calm. Reset your goals. What are your goals? What is it you want to do in life? That's important. What's motivating you? What's driving you? What do you love to do? What is it that you have inside of you? What are the ideas? You know, put them down on paper. Speak them aloud. Make sure that you go after them, whatever they may be. Sometimes you might have to set new goals or relook at those goals. Or you may have to start from scratch. You realize that I've just been doing life. I've just been going on and on and on. But sometimes that's not a good place to be. It's important to know where you're going, to be focused. Like that frog that we spoke about, stay focused. Without the distractions, you will get to the mountaintop. You will get to the mountaintop. And the mountaintop doesn't necessarily have to be this place of glamour and you know, necessarily this unrealistic feeling that we want to have. No, the mountaintop is being able to get better, being able to improve, being able to achieve something. Those are mountaintops. Don't forget to celebrate. By the end of the day, maybe you were sad this morning and now you feel better. That's a mountaintop. Celebrate. And of course, the seasons. Our seasonal bloom. And we spoke about the seasons. The seasons change. We got good seasons. We got rough seasons. Seasons come to an end and they prepare us for the next season. So it's important for us to grow in the season that we are in, because the other season, of course, can be the place where we excel. And where we can encourage others. You can even encourage others in the season that you're in now. But make sure that you prepare yourselves to go forward in the next season. Get moving and celebrate that growth that you would experience. That bloom that you would experience. I enjoyed this time of motivation. I sure hope that you did too. And at this time, I want to thank you for allowing me to speak. I will pause if there are any questions or you know, if there's anything you want to ask based on what I said. If not, that's perfectly okay. I just pray that you're blessed and encouraged. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much for staying tuned with Visions and listening to Mr. Anthony Green, our special guest today. And I hope that you have been motivated, inspired, and encouraged to face whatever battles you are dealing with right now. Remember, you can do it. You can rise up and mount any challenge that is hindering you at this time. Don't let it block you. Just press on. Press on, my friends. Thank you for staying with Visions. And I look forward to sharing your company next week. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246 1-646-269-9660 or via Starcom at 1-246-430-7300, by email visionsbarbados@gmail.com, visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And of course, you can check this and past episodes on the VOB929.com website. So until next week, stay safe, love yourself, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Cheers.